Celebrating Founding Fathers Day every day.
The spirit of 1776.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Damn it, man, we're at war!
They say you changed the Constitution. Well, you know, we don't love to change our lives.
Joe Thomas in the morning, and one of the great constitutional civil rights minds out there. And unfortunately, when you hear civil rights and attorney, you immediately think somebody who wants to crucify every police officer send more money to the poor rather than trying to help them out of it. But it's not true, and it's a horrible stereotype. And joining us, Jonathan Emord, back on the program. Great piece in Town Hall published yesterday. Jonathan, welcome back to the show. How are you doing, sir?
Very well. Thanks, Joe.
There's a lot I want to get into with you. But first off, you make a connection that I think a couple of my callers and I discussed about a week and a half ago as well. And I have never seen anyone else bring it up. There's a wonderful musical mix of James Comey and Hillary Clinton regarding her classified emails on her server and her deny most of it, deny half of it, then finally say, what difference at this point does it make, all the way to James Comey saying, really, it's going to sound strange, but I'm not going to prosecute this. Your column lays it all out much more beautifully than I could do it. The case that if we're going to go after Trump and Biden over their documents, why not Clinton? When did it strike you that you've heard this story before?
Well, yes, I've thought about this for a long time, ever since the initial document scandal with Hillary came to light, and it was shocking to me, absolutely, as an attorney, a constitutional lawyer, it was shocking to hear James Comey get up there and whitewash it and refuse to prosecute, particularly because so many people have been prosecuted who had no evidence of intent, because under the statute, the Espionage Act, it's twofold. One section, one part of it deals with intent, and the other part is just negligence. And Comey admitted that he found at least gross negligence, but he said no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute. Really? It's been the history of the FBI to prosecute Espionage Act violations. Here you have somebody who transferred all of their correspondence, state correspondence, that is anything coming to her, through the Department of State, which is by law required to be kept in the Department of State for Freedom of Information Act reasons, as well as secrecy reasons. All of it was transferred to her private server, unsecured, in Chappaqua. All of it. And that included at least 100 and over 100 highly classified documents. That never should have been able to do that. So that was, at a minimum, gross negligence, but it's absurd to even call it negligence, because it was directly intentional. I mean, she didn't accidentally set up this process. She did it overtly and in gross defiance of the legal strictures that she was well aware of, having been informed of them at the start of her tenure at the Department of State, having been informed of them at the White House when she was the First Lady.
Well, and ironically, having been a young attorney during the Nixon administration, she's credited, biographically at least, for being one of the voices that led to the creation of the very FOIA laws that require you to keep all this stuff someplace where a citizen can get a hold of it, or at very least a journalist can. And that's the part, especially when you start connecting the Clinton Family Foundation and some of the funding, let's just call it, that they were involved in. State Department documents in private places seem to be, even more corrupted than just, oops, I'm sorry, I didn't know I was supposed to take this home.
Right. We have this gross double standard operating that is really evil and very destructive to the rule of law, and destroys Americans' confidence in the FBI, the Justice Department, where if you're a Democrat, apparently you can get away with all sorts of things. You can use drugs prolifically, as Hunter Biden has, and not be made to account. You can lie on your gun registration application, say that you weren't convicted of a felony and you were. You can take classified documents while you were vice president. Didn't have the power, by the way, to declassify as vice president. Mm-hmm. Some media outlets have said he had. Not true. Article 2 of the Constitution vests that authority in the president alone as commander-in-chief. And so it's okay, apparently. What? Biden can have classified documents. Trump can't. It's okay if Hillary Clinton bleach bits her hard drive and takes a hammer to her hard drive and bleach bits her program so that there's no evidence of her, the extent of her full complicity or her full violation of the Espionage Act and other crimes. This whole thing, of course, is totally destructive to the rule of law. It means that a one-party state is emerging and our republic is at stake. And people, you know, bit by bit, this is how you take down a republic. This is how you take down liberty. You do it incrementally and you get away with it. And that's what they're doing. They're ruling like authoritarians. They're breaking the law. They're violating the Constitution.
You're flaunting
it. Not being held to account.
And that's what I think frustrates so many of the listeners when I talk to them is just, you know, where is the perp walk? Where is somebody? And it's never anyone you know, oh, well, this guy's going to jail. He's some sub, you know, assistant clerk to a somebody or another. And that's, you know, suffices as somebody who's done time because of this. Jonathan Emord is on with us and I want to follow up on this plus so much other, activity going on. I want to ask you about the build up. You know, I know you were investigating running against Tim Kaine in 2024. I want to see how that's going as well. Can we hang on to you for a little while?
You bet.
The one thing you don't have to worry about being more expensive. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHB. Free of charge since 1933.
Some of these documents involved human intelligence, and that information got out. People will die.
110 emails. 52 email chains have been determined to contain classified information.
What difference at this point does it make?
We won't earworm you with the whole thing, but that's the remix with Marky Mark. And the Funky Bunch, leading it off, Mark Warner demagoguing, the documents that were found at Mar-a-Lago and, of course, has, now got his bluster on about, well, we need to be briefed. He's notably quiet about, the nature of the documents that might have been at the Penn Biden Center or at, University of Delaware or at, Vice President Biden's house. That seemed to be okay, but he needs to be briefed or debriefed, at least. Jonathan Emord is on with us, and Mark Warner's hypocrisy in this is just hysterical. I mean, it's almost as bad as him being bent out of shape over the Chinese Communist Party intelligence services, manipulating people's news feeds on Twitter, on TikTok, but not the FBI manipulating your news feed on Twitter. I guess, you know, if they didn't have two faces, they wouldn't have any faces at all, Jonathan. Is that the problem with these folks in Washington? And I think in a lot of degrees, Richmond, too.
Well, the American people are rightly feeling betrayed because people who they have elected, who you at a minimum expect to honor their oath of office to support the Constitution of the United States. I mean, those aren't... When you swear an oath to support the Constitution of the United States under the Constitution, that's not just a trivial thing. It's a thing that's of utmost importance. The Constitution, this is what defends our rights. And when people are so crass that they will speak platitudes to the people and then behind their backs stab them by depriving them of rights and by taking away their property and by usurping power that they don't have and just behave as if they're dictators. And that's a real fundamental problem with this administration. We can count, there are a number of instances in which the president has been found to violate the Constitution. But at root, what is this all about? This is about the core principles of our republic, stated well in the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. I mean, governments are instituted among men to protect the rights of the governed, among them life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. How are they doing? On the assault on life that's taking place under the administration, crime's running rampant, anti-incarceration agenda is the order of the day. Let someone who commits a crime, a violent crime, go scot-free and remain on the streets. Open borders. This is lawlessness. So you've got terrorists, fentanyl, drug trafficking, sex trafficking, gangs coming through. Okay, what is Kane doing on this? What is Warner doing on this? Are they livid? Are they standing up against the president? Are they insisting that law and order be established and reestablished in the states? Are they protecting their own state from the lawlessness? Are they insisting on defense of our borders to prevent terrorists from coming through? Are they livid that the criminal cartels control immigration policy into the United States, that nothing is being done to prevent the fentanyl from pouring in, killing 2,000 Virginians last year, ending up in our schools, I mean, in the bathrooms in our schools? It's outrageous. Where are they?
What?
They're with the Biden administration.
You know, and there's so much in this, Jonathan, and maybe if I'm really nice, because we've got the half past news that I've got ahead, maybe we can hang on to you, because there's so many more facets in this that I want to hit, because to me, there's part and parcel the political side, which is they knew about Biden's documents before they raided Mar-a-Lago, even though the Trump folks had been cooperating, but they had to have a raid anyway. But nobody mentioned the Biden documents until long after an election, which might have changed the leadership of the Senate and even the size of the leadership in the House, because I think a lot of people stayed home under the narrative of this guy's just out of control. He's disorganized. He's disrupted. He's a mess. And I think people didn't vote for Yesley Vega and didn't vote for Hung Cao because of that. I think in Nevada and Arizona and places where there were close Senate races, that changed that. But there's also the question of, okay, what parts of Ukraine or China did these documents entail during the vice president's time there? So there's even that corruption of decision making.
It is an outrage, and people are realizing, I think, starkly that there's a double standard operating and that it's ruining the rule of law in this country. I mean, this is an insidious and growing threat to law and order, to the rule of law, to equal justice under law, to the fundamental underpinnings of our justice system. To raid Mar-a-Lago and then not raid Biden's complex. I mean, look, this is a situation where Biden condemned Donald Trump for having classified information. And his whole administration made a great deal about this. And in fact, it was deemed to be sufficient to prosecute him. And the Attorney General has begun the movement to that end. And yet, we find out Biden is a man who throws rocks but lives in a glass house.
Mm-hmm. With a big wall around it, too, by the way. Big wall around the Jonathan
yeah,
Emort, I have the half-past news. Can I indulge some more? I know that you've got a very busy dance card this morning, but I want to finish this. I don't want to cut it short. Can I hang on to you past the half-past news?
Sure, I'd be pleased to.
And it's emord.com, correct?
Yes.
That's where you find him online. Of course, Town Hall is where the column is about all the hypocrisy in here. And if it wasn't for double standards, they wouldn't have standards at all.
Stand up for dissident journalism.
Dr. Laszlo is on that plane.
Why do you stand here? Why don't you stop?
Joe Thomas in the morning on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Santa lawyers, guns, and money.
Joe Thomas in the morning, thank you for letting us be of service to you. 434-964-1075. That's a lot of time left after we're done. Jonathan Emort is on with us, constitutional rights civil rights and the rule of law have been the center square of everything he's done. Great piece in Town Hall pointing out that, hey, by the way, there was somebody else who had a lot of classified documents that they shouldn't have had in places that they shouldn't have had them. And Jonathan, I'm going to be egregious here and I'm going to get emails. And I warned my listeners, the email that they're about to write begins, "Joe, you're better than that." And I always debate them on that, whether I am or not. But in a world where a young man cannot comply with the Memphis street crime scorpion unit or whatever and wind up getting his head kicked in, but an elected official as high ranking as a vice president or, you know, president even can decline to, go along with the law and publicly flaunt the law. This is why the streets are boiling over, because it does appear like, whether it has anything to do with skin color or not, if you get into the club of elected officials, if you make it through that vetting process, you're a made man or a woman, I guess. Is that overstating why the Vox Populi seems to be so aggressive right now regarding this two-tier justice system?
Well, people are rightly fed up with it. And, you know, police brutality, wherever it occurs, needs to be prosecuted.
Sure.
People who abuse their power, whether they're presidents of the United States or an officer who's enforcing the law. But by the same token, innocent police officers, those not involved in these sorts of heinous things, need to be supported and defended because of the rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a people, we support the idea of equal justice under law and the rule of law. What we have are Soros-backed prosecutors, some 14 in the state of Virginia, refusing to incarcerate,
mm-hmm.
refusing to prosecute criminals, crime running rampant. You don't hear a peep from Kane or from Warner against them because they're part and parcel of this movement. They are lackeys for an administration that has adopted a far-left agenda that's attacking our fundamental rights to life and to liberty and to property.
So last time we spoke to you, Jonathan, you were in an exploratory mode. You were considering running for the U.S. Senate in 2024. I know we haven't even gotten into the primary season of 2023 yet, but these elections take a long time to make the case. And actually, with so many people paying attention to the General Assembly race, I don't think it's a bad time to jump in. Have you come to any decision on whether you want to run against Tim Kaine in 2024?
Well, I have, Joe, and today I'm announcing my candidacy for the United States Senate. You know, everywhere in the Commonwealth, we see an outpouring of support for major change, for a restoration of freedom and progress, and Virginians blame this president and his leaders in Congress, including Senator Kaine, for skyrocketing inflation and high gas prices, the crime epidemic, schools that indoctrinate and transition rather than educate, the illegal alien invasion through our unguarded southern border, fentanyl across the border killing 2,000 Virginians last year, and a woke transformation of the military that's sacrificing readiness and troop strength. We could go on, and that's the problem. The problem is that Kaine is a lackey for Biden and the Democrat leadership. He has betrayed the people of Virginia, their rights to life, their rights to liberty, their rights to the pursuit of happiness, in order to support an agenda that is attacking us. And, you know, he hasn't stood up to President Biden over the border, not one bit.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't tried to stop the teaching of CRT in the public schools. In fact, he seems supportive of it. He even denied that it happens
mm-hmm.
in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
What an insult to the families in Loudoun County and Fairfax County who stood up against the school boards.
Mm-hmm.
He has not done anything but support this agenda, which is ruining our state, causing the typical Virginian to pay an inflation over $4,000 a year, effectively reducing their spending power. And he's willing. He voted in favor of every single major spending bill. Okay, this is all ruin. This is all destruction. This is all nihilism. What we need is an agenda of freedom and progress. And what I'm doing in this race is fighting to the nth degree to overcome every obstacle to freedom and progress in our state and in our nation. We need to be teaching our kids a truth that we need to establish as adults, and that is that there is no obstacle to what that child can achieve, regardless of his or her race, that this is a land of opportunity, and that we mean to make it so. We're going to break down the barriers to free enterprise. We are going to prevent this agenda from destroying fossil fuels, from succeeding, so that people have a choice. We're going to end government planning that replaces private individual choice, freedom of choice. We need to build America to be a great nation, and we need to have a clear vision of that greatness. And I'm telling you, it does not involve bureaucrats deciding for you whether you can go to a restaurant or whether you can buy a internal combustion engine or whether you can have a gas stove. All of these things are outrageous violations of our rights. Government was never meant to be this way in America. The founding principles, right there in the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, establish for us that our governments are instituted to protect our rights. And when government turns against us, that is when we know, when our rights are being violated, that we no longer have that republic that the founding fathers created. That is the cornerstone of our republic. We're supposed to be sovereign. These people who run the government, and Cain included, are not our leaders. They are supposed to be our servants, and they aren't. They're taking advantage of their position to enhance their power and to take away our rights, and that's why we are unhappy. That's why inflation is rampant. That's why crime is running overboard. That is why our borders are not safe. That is why our kids are being indoctrinated in the schools. That's why parents' rights over the education and upbringing of their children are being violated, because they do not believe fundamentally in sacrificing themselves to serve this purpose.
Well, Jonathan,
they are instead enhancing their own power and their own position, and that's unforgivable.
Jonathan, so I guess there'll be a website for people to go and find out more. You heard it here first. That's a hackneyed expression, but you know sometimes it actually becomes true. Is there a Senate-run website set up yet, Jonathan, where people can find out more?
Yes, it's emord, E-M-O-R-D, 4VA.com.
I love it. So I have to ask you this, a couple of things about the Senate. Number one, I think most of my listeners, based on the conversations I have with them, aren't real big fans of Mitch McConnell any more than they are fans of Chuck Schumer. So, obviously under the banner of putting the cart before the horse, but they want to know this kind of stuff. They're into these weeds, not the other kind. They want to know if Jonathan Emord is a U.S. Senator from Virginia, what sort of leadership, if the Republican Party was to take the majority in 2024, would you support? Is it Mitch McConnell, or are we looking for someone else?
Well, what I'm interested in doing is not supporting the Rhino agenda, I will tell you that. And the fact of the matter is that whoever is in leadership has got to get ready, because we need change. The American people, I believe, in 2024 are going to speak loudly and say that, look, we are sick of an agenda that gives us inflation, high gas prices, no protection of our streets, crime running rampant, and they're going to expect action. And those who are elected are duty-bound to act, to implement, to sign, to introduce legislation, to pass legislation. And those who stand in the way of that agenda are disserving the people and need to be removed. So it's a real question. You know, as one senator, I won't have the power to determine who the Senate Majority Leader is, but I will have a mouth and I will have an ability to campaign across this nation and in our state to achieve legislative change, and I can introduce the specific legislation. And unlike others who have spoken, as I said, these platitudes about what they will do. I'm a person of action. That's been my history. I know how to write legislation. I wrote legislation for Ron Paul, one bill of which I will immediately reintroduce if elected, the Congressional Responsibility and Accountability Act, that in one fell swoop would restore the separation of powers and would disarm the bureaucracy and make Congress responsible for all law, including all regulation.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see,
that's just one instance, but there are numerous actions that need to be taken now. And the people are long past waiting.
Yeah, you're not kidding. So I'm going to say something, and you've probably heard this before. It was written many, many years ago by a guy from Charlottesville. And this is, again, a question as a senator. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation. And I look at that, and I look at things like the Kyoto Accords. I look at things like, the World Economic Forum. Gotcha, there was Mitch McConnell there with Kristen Sinema. The European Union and some of these treaties, the Declaration of North America that he had said Blinken signed in Mexico. The Senate is supposed to ratify all this stuff. Can again, as a senator, would you lead a charge to rein all this stuff in and put it back into the purview of our representatives, at least being able to decide whether or not we're in these international entanglements?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've got a violation of the treaty clause of the Constitution underway right now with Joe Biden's interactions with Iran, with his attempts to alter to get us back into the climate change milieu with the Paris Climate Accords. All of these unilateral actions by the administration are really contemptuous of the Constitution, mm-hmm. which requires the advice and consent of the Senate. And so senators need to rise up against this. And if we had a Republican Senate, that's what I would expect happen. I certainly would do it. The point of me running, this is something that I view as a service. And I'm doing this because I want to save my country. I'm doing this because I want a country that is headed at a rapid clip to socialism. And to the ruination that causes. I want to be able to stop that and save my country. I want my own children and every child in Virginia to not think that because of their race, they're either a victim perpetually or they're a person who's oppressing others. Mm-hmm. I want them to get rid of racism in school. I want our children to understand that this is a land of opportunity, and I want to mean that. So I want to get rid of regulations that are blocking market entry, that are taxing the life's blood out of businesses. I want businesses to flourish. I want this to be a nation of prosperity and opportunity. And I want this to be a nation of freedom. This is the vision of our founding fathers. This is my own vision. And I would be sick in my heart if I didn't do this now. I have the ability to do it. I have the desire to do it. And I want to get things done. There's 6 years in a Senate term, and there's an ample opportunity to get a lot of good done and to stop the ruination that is taking place. I couldn't look at myself in the mirror if I were Tim Kaine. I couldn't look at myself in the mirror knowing that I signed spending bills that pumped into the economy over $11 trillion and triggered an inflationary spiral, the likes of which we have not seen in decades. I could not live with myself defending an institution that was indoctrinating my kids and encouraging them to transition when they're juveniles and they're innocent and they shouldn't even be exposed to any displays of sexuality. I couldn't live with myself if I thought that I was going to leave my country and the future of kids worse off than it has been for me. And yet that is the clear direction. So these people are encouraging the destruction of American lives, of American liberties, and of their pursuit of happiness We need to reverse that and reestablish a constitution that's based on a limited government that allows people to be free and prosperous. And that is why I'm doing this. I wouldn't do this if Tim Kaine were doing what he should be doing and not violating people's rights. You know, I'd be the happiest person in town, but he's doing the opposite. Mm-hmm. And the people of Virginia feel it. Every time they go to the grocery store, every time they go to the gas station, every time they go to a school board meeting, why isn't he doing something to stop this? No, and the reason is, he's complicit in it.
Well, hopefully this is an example to a lot of you who are sitting there, and I'm still saying we got school board opens vacancies, we got board of supervisors, we got a big general assembly, but I think Jonathan Emord is going to be a big conversation point. You heard it here first. If you're looking around saying, how come I haven't heard of this guy running for Senate? Well, you've heard him on the show, and he just announced this morning. It's Emord for Virginia, correct, Jonathan?
Emord for VA.com.
EmordforVA.com. God bless you. Good luck. And obviously, this won't be the last time we talk to you, but thank you for sharing this with the listeners before the ink is even dry on the press release.
Well, thank you, Joe. And listen, thank you for being a constant force in favor of liberty. I want to thank you for your principles.
I just got an email from a listener named Ray who said, tell Jonathan he has my enthusiastic support. So you've already got one vote. So.
Thank you, Ray.
Talk to you soon, Jonathan.
Take care.
All the news, weather, and traffic you need anytime, all day, every day. Being tuned in at Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.